On March 6th, here in Freeport, Illinois' Citizens Utility Board will be offering a workshop for area residents on how to save on utility bills. Joining me today in this extended interview to tell us a little bit more about the Citizens Utility Board and the upcoming workshop is Zoe Huspin, who is Carbon Free Buildings Coordinator for the Citizens Utility Board. Zoe, thanks so much for joining us today for this interview.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
I'd like to begin, Zoe, with a couple of questions about the Citizens Utility Board. What is that exactly for our listeners who may not know? What is its purpose and what does your work involve?
Sure. So Citizens Utility Board, also known as CUB, we are a consumer advocate group, and we also focus on advocating for affordable and sustainable energy. So we offer many different services, such as utility bill clinics, like what we're going to be talking about today. We also do workshops where we talk about building decarbonization, rooftop solar panels, or a thing called community solar. We also offer presentations on internet privacy and reducing robocalls. So we do a whole wide range of things. We also represent ratepayers in front of the Illinois Commerce Commission and other bodies like that. So whenever a investor-owned utility proposes a rate hike, we have a legal team who fights those rate hikes if they feel that it's reckless spending. So we just focus on advocating for consumers in all different kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm. And Zoe, how is your group funded? Where do your resources come from?
So we are not funded by the state. We were originally founded by the Illinois General Assembly, but now we just receive funding from donors and grants.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your jobs. You've mentioned it a little bit here already. Can you tell us what a carbon-free buildings coordinator does? Who do you meet with and what do you talk about?
Sure. So as carbon-free buildings coordinator, I primarily focus on the topic of building decarbonization. So I speak to citizens all throughout Illinois, educating them on what is building decarbonization and how can you electrify your home. So I talk about different incentives that are currently available to upgrade your appliances to be electric. So I talk about the Inflation Reduction Act and how tax credits are available through that to make those transitions. I also take consumer calls. So if somebody ever has a question about heat pumps, which are a common appliance that you can get if you're looking to decarbonize your home. So I will take any calls related to that. So I do a whole wide range of things. I also participate in a group called Illinois Clean Jobs Coalition, where I offer a grassroots perspective based on the feedback that I hear in different communities on what works and what needs to change to make building decarbonization more accessible and affordable for consumers. So again, a whole wide range of things I do.
It sounds like it. And are you out and about meeting with people individually, or do you do a lot of work from the office? Probably a combination of both. But what's a typical day look like for you, a typical week?
Sure. So it really just depends on the week. So we work remotely, but we travel often for outreach events. So for example, with Freeport, I'll be traveling to Freeport to do the utility bill clinic with you all. Sometimes I have multiple events in a week. So maybe I'll have a home energy savings presentation somewhere where I give general tips on how to be more energy efficient and save on your bills. Or I'll also have a utility bill clinic that same week where I'm looking at people's bills and giving them personalized suggestions, again, to be more energy efficient and save money. Or I'll also have a decarbonization presentation where I'm educating people on what it is and how you can decarbonize. So it just depends on the week.
Well, it sounds like you stay busy, that's for sure. And how do people contact you, Zoe? Has it come through the Citizens Utility Board organization, or do people contact you directly, or how do you receive requests for help and before you respond?
So you can call our hotline. It's 800-669 5556. So if you have a question about decarbonization, but you don't know me, they will most likely refer you to me. So you can call through the hotline or you can contact me directly at my email, which is ZHUSPEN@CitizensUtilityBoard. So there are a couple options. I also have a work phone number. I believe if you look at our about page and our team, my work phone number is also listed there.
Okay, good. Thank you. Well, let's talk a little bit about this workshop that's coming up on March 6th. Can you tell me a little bit about who's organizing it, who's sponsoring it, and what the Citizens Utility Board role will be in that workshop? And just give me some, our listeners, some details about what, how to get involved and what to expect.
Sure. So for the event, we are partnering with the Environment Study Group in Freeport. So we are working together with them and also the state representative, John M. Cavello, I believe is how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we are partnering with those two groups to provide this utility bill clinic on Thursday, March 6th. We take individualized 15-minute slots with consumers to take enough time to be able to look at their bills and provide personalized suggestions. So because of those 15-minute time slots, we usually allot 2 hours depending on how many people sign up.
Sure.
They can come and go as they please.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, Zoe. So someone has to register for this workshop. Is that, do you have to make an appointment ahead of time? Or how do you do that?
Yes. So we provided a registration link. So that is how we know how many people will be attending. So we can gauge how many members of our outreach team we need to bring with us to make sure that we are adequately staffed to be able to take as many people as possible during those slots.
Are walk-in registrations acceptable? Could someone just pop in that day and be a part of the workshop, or do you have to have a registration in advance?
Sure, we will take walk-up consumers if they're interested in attending.
But again, if you had too many show up at one time, you may not be able to accommodate everyone the way you would like.
Exactly. So that's why we do our best to encourage people to register, but we're not going to turn someone away unless it's insanely crowded, but usually we're able to manage just fine. So you can reserve a spot at bit.ly/FreeportUBC.
Thank you, Zoe. And that link will appear on our Facebook page and we'll make that available to people who may want that. So can you talk a little bit more specifically about the kinds of things you might be, when you look at someone's utility bill, what kinds of topics will you get into with folks?
Sure. So we're looking for different trends on the utility bill to see what their usage is like. So we'll ask them questions about, you know, what is your source of heating? What is your source of cooling? What temperature do you keep your home at in the summer? Just different things like that to gauge their energy practices, if their energy usage is particularly high. We'll also determine if they're a right fit for something like an hourly pricing program with ComEd or a peak time savings program to help them save money on their bills. We'll also talk about electrification if it feels appropriate. So what I just mentioned that I do, sometimes I mention that and the incentives and like heat pumps, if that's something that the person is interested in. We'll also talk to people about solar panels. So if they seem like a strong candidate for rooftop solar, where you install rooftop panels directly on your home, we'll talk about that. Or we'll talk about community solar, which is a way to still get the benefits of solar panels without having them directly installed at your home. So we'll talk about all of those kind of different things. We'll also just walk them through the bill and help them understand exactly what they're looking at with all the different sections. We'll also help them identify what an alternate supplier is and how to know if you have one. We also look at phone bills as well. Our general recommendation is to cut the cord because the landlines are getting increasingly expensive, unfortunately, but we will look at those. So it just depends on the consumer and what their needs are and what thoughts they have coming into the utility bill clinic.
So just to be clear, you're not covering only electrical kinds of utility bills, but also other, I assume, gas bills also, or phone bills, as you mentioned, any utility that you have in your home for which you pay for, would be examined by you folks?
Yes, we don't examine water bills because we don't have much control over changing those at Cub. But otherwise, we do focus on phone bills, gas bills, and electric bills. Gas and electric are the most common ones that people bring to us.
You know, from your experience at Zoe and in your job, are there two or three things that you can just offer consumers generally that might really help them as they try to monitor or control their energy costs? Are there some obvious things that people kind of overlook that, and you've mentioned a couple already, but what would you put in the category? These are things that people really ought to be paying attention to.
This is silly, but making sure you turn the lights off when you're leaving a room, because that is just using up so much energy without even realizing it. Also, making sure that you turn off or unplug your appliances and your power cords when you're not using them. So, like, for example, if you're going on vacation, turn off your power strip if you have one, or just unplug whatever phone chargers you might have plugged in, because that actually does use energy. It's a thing called vampire power. It's still using energy, even though it's not actively charging a device or powering a lamp or things like that. So definitely make sure that you are turning those things off when you're gone for extended periods of time, or just when you're not using them. And also, I would say monitor the temperature that you keep your home at. Obviously, you want to prioritize your comfort. But if you're willing to change the temperature a bit throughout the day, for example, at night, if you turn the temperature down by like a degree or two while you're sleeping, that will also just help you to make sure you're being as energy efficient as possible.
Those are good tips. My wife will appreciate hearing turn off the lights, because I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
And yet, on the other hand, she's the one who says, can we turn the temperature up a little bit? It's cold in here. So it all balances out, I guess. But yeah, those are good tips for anyone, Zoe. And, now, this workshop that you are participating in is for individual homeowners only. It's not for business owners, is it? To bring their utility bill for the store that they may operate downtown.
Correct. Unfortunately, we don't really cater towards businesses. We just tend to focus solely on residents. So I would recommend that just residents, if possible.
Okay. And Zoe, just kind of an overall question here as we near the end of the interview. Where do you see the trends? What have you seen for trends in gas, electric, and phone bills? And what do you project out into the future the next couple of years?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say things are trending upward, to be honest, and especially with the cold winter weather here. So in the winter, the gas price usage is really going to spike, whereas with electricity, peak demand is in the summertime here in Illinois, because that's when people are really blasting those air conditioning units. So that is a trend that I do anticipate moving forward. And unfortunately, we are continuing to see increases on gas bills. That also has to do with rate hikes that utilities are requesting each year, and they are becoming rather pricey. So that is a trend that I see increasing. So that's why we talk about decarbonization, because it's a way to kind of step away from the volatility of gas prices and the rate increases from utility companies that are seeking to increase their profits. So that is also something I see in the future, more and more people decarbonizing depending on their needs. And if people do decarbonize, the peak demand for electricity would actually shift to be more of at wintertime, because that would be when people are using electricity more strongly to heat their homes if they choose to electrify. So those are some things that I think will change. But I'm also a little bit biased because this is my area of work. We'll see what happens. Sure. I know that solar panels are becoming increasingly popular because they present an opportunity to contribute to renewable energy sourcing for heating and cooling in Illinois, but also saving a bit of money on your bills. So that is intriguing to people. Those are the main trends that I anticipate moving forward. And also with landlines, unfortunately, I believe some of the phone companies are looking to cease their landlines. So I think that's why we're seeing pricing increase for those plans. Oh, unfortunately.
Okay.
But there's not a lot that we can do about that, but it's really just making sure you're on the most affordable plan, keeping an eye out for those changes. But yeah, those are the largest and most consistent trends.
Yeah, thank you, Zoe. It sounds like one of the trends with landlines might be in the next 5 years, we'll have fewer and fewer, that phone companies are really trying to phase that out as part of their operations and go strictly with cell phones or other means of contacting you besides a landline, certainly. Mm-hmm. When you talk about decarbonization, you're really talking about moving away from the non-renewable sources of energy to more renewable, sustainable sources.
Yeah, so I would say the decarbonizing is twofold. So when we think about it from the residential perspective, you can think of it as swapping out various gas appliances in your home for their electric counterparts, which can operate just as efficiently, if not more in some cases. For example, heat pumps are 3 times as efficient as gas furnaces. So that's an interesting option. So it's that, but then we also have to consider with the grid, how do we ensure that our electricity is coming from cleaner sources on the grid instead of things like coal, which are also, you know, not great for the environment. So it's thinking about that as well. So policies that help transition Illinois into a cleaner grid, because that will truly make the use of electricity more sustainable.
So once again, this workshop will be March 6th here in Freeport. And where will that be held again, Zoe?
It will be held at the Learning Lab at the Freeport Public Library, which is at 100 East Douglas Street.
Okay, so the Freeport Public Library on March 6th, and folks should register in advance. That would be the best plan, to register in advance, and they can go to, did I get that right, bit.ly/Freeport?
It is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., so I just wanted to note that.
All right, 5:30 to 7:30. If anyone shows up early, they can read a couple of books before they join you in the seminar. Zoe, it's been great talking with you. But before we sign off, do you have any final words that you'd like to leave with our listeners about anything that you do or that the Citizens Utility Board might be doing?
Sure. I would say to continue to educate yourself on what your bill components are and monitor how they change over time to be the best advocate you can possibly be for yourself, and just to stay educated on what's happening out there, because knowledge is power. And I appreciate your time today, listening and learning. And feel free to always utilize CUB as a resource. Feel free to call our hotline that I mentioned earlier. We can help you if you're seeing anything weird on your bills and this utility bill clinic has already passed, or just any issues with the utility. If you feel like you're not making progress, we can help you.
Wonderful. Zoe, thanks again for taking time to talk with us. Remember, folks, the Utility Bill Workshop will be held Thursday, March 6th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. Please register in advance if you can. And this is Alan Wenzel reminding you to tune into our regular news podcast every Thursday at noon on all major podcast platforms or by going to the websites for FreePod or for WNIJ Public Radio in DeKalb. In-depth interviews like this will drop every Tuesday at noon in those same locations. And thank you again, Zoe, and always thanks goes out to the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing these podcasts for FreePod. And a big thanks to all of the many volunteers who work very hard each week to bring you the news that you may have been missing. We'll see you again next week. Thanks, everyone.